A lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasuries.
Movement in the right rear corner of the sanctuary pulled Pastor Fulton's eyes away from the beautiful visitor. At first glance, it looked like some random heap of old clothing left for the local poor had been dumped on the end of the last pew and was shifting of its own weight, about to fall. A second look revealed a heap to be a man, clad in very tattered clothing and topped with a weathered derby. His garb was too heavy and abundant to be justified by the weather. This was evidently a man of the road who carried his entire wardrobe on his body. Fulton, distracted all morning, had not previously observed the ragged stranger. The man stood and lifted his unshaven face.
Hello, preacher! Didn't even know I was here, did you? My greetings to you and the good saints here on this fine Sabbath morning.
The man doffed the derby, revealing a shaggy head of graying brown hair, and grinned at the people nearest him.
Proverbs 8:20 and 21.
Are you asking me to look those verses up, sir?
No, sir. I'm just identifying that them's the verses quoted by our good brother in the front pew.
Is he right, Brother Ned?
Oh, he's right. Always been favorite verses of mine. I just forgot to cite the reference when I gave them.
You know your Bible, sir, seemingly better than I do. May I ask your name?
Oh, I got a name right out the Bible, I do. My mama, God rest her, opened her Bible up and stabbed a finger in and told the Lord to guide it to whatever name she's supposed to give me.
What was it?
Well, wasn't the best one she could have hit. I think she pointed before the Lord had a good enough hold on her finger.
So...
Fulton was beginning to be glad for this strange interruption. It was, at least, more interesting and less humiliating than stammering witlessly through a disjointed sermon while thinking sinful thoughts about a woman half his age. A woman come to worship in his own church, no less. He had a lot of repenting to do when he and the Lord found a private moment.
So what is your name?
Judas, sir! Judas Aristocrat!
I think you may mean Iscariot.
Oh, that's right. Darn, all these years and I always say it wrong, because that's how my mama said it. She wasn't much for reading, mama, was it? Couldn't make out very good on any word with more than four letters.
Mm-hmm. Sir, is that a gun belt I see?
Yes, preacher. Call me Jude. Folks take to Jude better, you see.
Very understandable, Jude. We ask that guns not be brought into the church house during worship. It doesn't seem fitting, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, I am. Preacher, you folks take up an offering on Sundays?
We do. Why do you ask?
I want to give something.
Thank you, sir. We'll do that right now. Ushers?
Four men rose and moved forward to the altar table in front of the pulpit, and there picked up four heavy wooden, deep-sided plates. They divided to the various sides of the two blocks of pews and began passing the plates. Most of the offerings placed in them were meager, though a couple of successful ranchers and a local banker gave more generously.
I have a question, preacher.
Very well.
Well, you told that pretty lady over there that you were sorry the service wasn't going good with her being a visitor. Well, me, I'm a visitor too. You ain't said no such thing to me.
I failed to notice you before, sir. I am sorry.
The collection plate reached Jude.
Oh, just a moment.
Jude reached into a pocket. Producing a few pennies, he dropped them in the plate. The usher moved to pull the plate back, but Jude grabbed his wrist.
Wait! Change my mind!
Jude reached into the plate and scooped up what he'd dropped in, along with all the other money.
What the? You can't do that! Once it's in the plate, that money belongs to the church!
Oh!
Jude rolled his eyes and drew out the pistol he'd brought into the church house.
I'll have what's in them plates, friend. And no more lip about it. And the rest of you, start cleaning out your pockets. I take coin, banknotes, jewelry, even good folding knives and watches if you got such.
It took several moments for the congregation as a whole and Preacher Fulton to take in what was going on. They were being robbed, robbed in church. Fulton, who had ceased to keep a loaded pistol hidden in the pulpit once the church elders had come up with the no guns in church rule, felt helpless along with the rest of his congregation. Except one. One of the offering plates had just reached the beautiful chestnut-haired visitor. With it clutched in her hands, she watched the drama being played out on the other side of the aisle. For once, she was not the center of attention, so nobody noticed the peculiar intensity with which she stared at the tattered man with the gun. She moved out of her pew and across the back of the church toward Jude, who was eyeing the door, planning his flight. He found himself face to face with the lady.
Good God Almighty! It's you!
Preacher, I have a verse to share too. Book of 1 Papadae, 3rd chapter, 5th verse. And lo, he who desecrated the house of the Lord verily beshat his own teeth on the following morn.
She swung the collection plate. Jude fell to the floor, choking on blood and teeth. Some of the men of the church, once past the shock of the sudden violence from so unexpected a source as a lovely young woman, surrounded the fallen man and commandeered his dropped pistol.
Brethren, I've seen much in my days as a sinner, and even more in my days as a follower of the Lord, but I've never seen the like of that. We stand dismissed, and for God's sake, somebody go fetch the law, and let's get this scoundrel out of here. Doctor, too, or dentist, whichever you can find first. Amen, and God bless us all.
The pretty woman who had demolished one worship service and one human mouth stood over the crumpled outlaw, from whom blood flowed like a river.
Oh, my! Oh, look what a mess I've made! Oh, my!